Increasing the visibility of farm equipment and transport. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. When farm equipment is in transport from the farm to a field on public roads, proper markings to assure visibility and safety are vital. USDA's Rod Bain reports.
A farmer's time is not just primarily spent in the field.
Farmers do spend a lot of time moving equipment from one location to another between farms, as well as going to elevators and other local supply areas.
And farm safety expert Dennis Murphy of Penn State University says because of that, there are some potential safety risks.
Motorists in high-speed vehicles, farm trucks, or even motorcycles come up on ag equipment that is moving much slower. And older ag equipment is not as well marked, and sometimes markings disappear, get covered over with mud, SMV emblems fade, lights get broken.
And even if everything is well marked and displayed on ag equipment, there is a risk of motorists approaching too fast and attempting to pass in potential hazard spots, like curves, narrow bridges, even when equipment is turning into a field. Now, Murphy says farmers can do their part to prevent a potential accident. Number one,
farmers can make sure that their equipment is marked as well as possible. That includes amber lights that are actually flashing, but also to have the extremities of their equipment marked as well as possible. Farmers should always have all lights on that they can when they're on the roadway.
Having an escort vehicle with caution lights flashing can help draw attention to moving ag equipment. Proper planning of the travel route is important, such as equipment drivers knowing where a safe spot in the road is to pull over to let traffic pass. And Murphy says, don't forget, farm equipment and transport should carry slow-moving vehicle emblems, the orange triangle with the red wide outline. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
So if you are on the road, pay attention to the equipment out there and be careful. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.